League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wow.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Hi, Stan.
My dog is a bitch. She can't help it. My dog is a cunt. She can't help it. Her name is Cheryl. Ooh, her name is Cheryl. It's with a C, not like Cheryl Crow. More like Cher, you know, the actress singer from the 80s. Cher. What a bitch. What a cunt. Cheryl.
We have a very, very special guest tonight. Please welcome comedian Jade Catapretta.
Yeah!
Part two. Part two.
And Cheryl.
Cheryl is here. Hi, Cheryl.
Jeez,
oh my God, this is new.
Yeah, she's got a sweater. Maybe it's too hot for the sweater in here.
I want to begin with this cute
this
little creature.
Because
last time, remember, we were talking about getting a dog because you saw Kirby and you're going through a hard time and you've turned it all around.
Yeah, I've risen from the ashes.
Yeah, like the phoenix.
Yeah, I was staying with my friend Benji Afalu, who's also a comic.
Shout out to Benji. Yeah,
and he had this dog and we fell in love because I was like really depressed. And then my mom was like, you should start going on walks. And he never walked her. So I started just walking her. And then we saved each other.
This is Benji's dog?
This is Benji's dog.
So why did he give it away?
Because I took it.
Oh.
I took it. Yeah. He was like, I left, Kirby's in love. Look at this.
Kirby.
You can't see him, but he is just, Kirby won.
Uh-oh.
Look, he's flirting. He's like giving his butt. Go get him.
Kirby's scared.
Yeah. She's sassy.
Yeah.
But
explain what she did 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, she'll put him in his place.
Dude, she's like a little honey badger.
I know, you think she's real calm because she's like always on my lap and then she sees another dog.
Yeah. So you guys connected.
He's in love.
You guys connected right away? Hey, let's do something.
Yeah, I snuggled with her naked once and then it was over after that, you know? Come on, Curbs.
Come over here.
Come here.
We're doing a dog special.
Come on, we want both dogs in. No. Yeah.
What do you like most about having a dog?
I like the structure it gives me.
Oh.
Yeah, like I like the rhythm. Like I have to get this. I have to like feed her and walk her before I do anything. Get him. Yeah. Oh, hi, Curbs. Yeah, okay. We both have dogs.
So you have to. How many times do you walk her?
I walk her once, a really long walk in the morning, but she has a little balcony with a little doggy door.
Oh, you got it. You made a doggy door?
I put a doggy door in.
Oh, you made it yourself? You installed it yourself?
Custom.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the best investment I've ever made. And I think it's called dogdoors.com or something.
Really?
Yeah, like something really simple. I was like, no, great name.
And then is she on a hard food diet or a soft food diet?
She's pretty spoiled. I boil chicken for her twice a day and then leave food out. Like hard food out.
You make a real food.
Yeah, the smell of boiled chicken. Mm.
Yeah.
Not good.
And she sleeps with you?
She's allowed on the bed, but not in the bed.
Oh, she doesn't sleep on the bed.
She can be on the bed, not in. Because she wants to be like, she wants to be like in my armpit under the covers.
Like under the covers.
Yeah.
Why won't you allow her to do that?
Because I feel like I'm allergic enough that it's like if I just keep her on, I can shake it off and keep it more clean that way.
You look like you're doing good.
You look like you're doing good.
I'm alive.
Have you been going to therapy? Feels like you have.
Thanks for bringing that up. I have.
Me too.
You are too?
Yeah, my therapist's name is Nancy.
Who's your therapist?
Her name's Nancy.
Oh, I got Dr. Choi.
Dr. Choi? Yeah. He sounds more official than Nancy.
He's Korean guy.
He is?
He's Korean guy, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Really do you like role things?
Oh, no.
With him where you play
we're like, he understands me, yeah.
Like, I love therapy, but do you feel like sometimes it's like, what is it, really?
I just vent.
Right.
What happens is, what I'm learning is they'll offer a different viewpoint on things.
Not a skewed point of view.
No,
like that
your friend,
because your friends are always going to have their own opinions.
Yeah, he offers something way out there where I would normally not think about.
Yeah.
And he goes, Steve, there might be a possibility it could be this. And I'm like, wait a minute, you might be on something. But he never tells me what to do.
Right. Like your friends.
You've had
my friends are
Bryce?
Sick of it.
Bryce? No. Okay, he doesn't need it. Yeah, no, you're doing fine.
You're not into it?
No, he's
not in that house. That house is therapy where you live, bro.
Dates. He's got dates lined up.
You do?
He's doing fine.
You have people on the roster? I got zero on the roster currently.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I've been going hard. I got to take a little break.
What do you mean by going hard?
I've been going hard. I've just been like different hoes in different area codes, you know? I've been falling in love with a man in every country I go to.
No, where were you?
So this year I've been to Brazil 3 times.
Okay, what's it like there? You speak Portuguese. You speak Portuguese.
Eu falo português.
I've heard you on your Insta stories.
Dude, I'm trying to get all the Brazil comics over here. I want to make a bridge, you know? I want to expose them and them expose us.
Sexy men.
You would think so. I went on one date on Tinder.
Was he an athlete?
Total gentleman. No, like more artsy, older guy.
Yeah.
I hopped in his motorcycle and we went on a date. And I
In Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, and then he just rode around his motorcycle in Rio. I was like, this is amazing. If he's gonna kill me, this is a great beginning.
And then did he take you to dinner?
Yeah, we went to this like vegan restaurant that's inside this museum that used to be this famous director's house that they turned into a museum.
It was the best first date. Was that a good date or what?
Yeah, and the guy was hot. And then also after,
I had a meeting after.
I want to say yes, but no.
He's better looking.
But he
was handsome.
He was a handsome guy, yeah.
Wow.
He had his own very Rio accent.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
And then so what you order for dinner? Like he just
you want to know what I ordered for dinner?
Yeah.
It was some vegan dishes, you know?
Some vegan dishes.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool.
Did he bust any moves or what happened?
Zero physical things happened.
He was a gentleman.
Yeah.
Brazilian
but
gentleman.
After we were supposed to meet up and then I got busy and we couldn't.
Yeah.
So no, that none of this.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Wow. And you didn't even have to say the word.
Yeah,
now,
you know what I'm talking about.
Let's go back to the last time we were here. You were in a different place.
Oh, yeah. I was fresh off the boat.
I want to know because people might have been going through this or they might be going
through
it now.
It's really hard.
How'd you get over that initial?
Okay,
first of all. Because you're with, what's his name? I'm not going to say his name. You're with ? 5 years.
8 years.
Oh, 8 years.
Almost, yeah.
Almost a decade?
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, it was like 7-some. It was 7-some.
And you live with so-and-so.
With for that long.
But isn't it? It's cool. I didn't even say his name.
No, it's cool because we're cordial.
What do you mean?
We're cool.
You guys are cool?
Yeah, we're cool. Like,
okay.
We still have some things we share, so we're cool. We're cordial.
What do you mean some things you share?
We share an apartment still in New York.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you managing to do that?
We just are. We're cool. I mean, we have a lot of respect for each other.
Oh my God.
But this
God.
Is the thing I was going to say. Like,
yeah, go
people
ahead.
Treat breakups like it's this weird, crazy mental. Like, you're not supposed to talk about them. Like, you're supposed to have like a week of eating ice cream and crying and all the like,
no.
But then you're supposed to just like get over it.
No, you're supposed to talk.
And your friends are like sick of hearing about it.
No, you have to process it somehow.
I still sometimes will want to talk about it. They're over it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Kirby's losing
God.
His shit.
God, he's a.
Oh my God. I like how he like
rich.
Presents the butt.
Yeah. God damn, he loves Cheryl.
Look, she's like, I can't
Cheryl,
stop.
Just give him a kiss, huh? Cheryl. Kirby, yeah, let's see what happens. Let's see how it happens. There you go.
She just comes right back. I've always wanted something that loved me this much.
Yeah, Cheryl loves you so much.
So much.
Look at, I like what she's doing. Like, Kirby's acting a fool, and she's just.
She's got a little bandana on.
Oh, look, he's fighting the beanie now.
That's her little outfit. Yeah. My mom bought her. Grandma bought that.
Okay, so let's go back to. So how did you make it through that hard?
I kept busy. And I just focus on like being healthy. I never looked at his social media. That's the number one advice.
Did you block his Insta?
I blocked every. I had a friend go on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfollow all his close friends and him. And I still have not looked.
You haven't? Good for you.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm usually really unhealthy with that stuff. But I know that if I had a visual, it would be harder.
Oh, right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah. So you're fully over it now, huh?
But yeah, going to Brazil's like really helped me to like reconnect with my family.
Yeah, how much family do you have there? You have uncles?
All family.
You have aunts and uncles?
I'm one of 10 cousins.
Jeez.
The oldest.
Yeah. How beautiful is it over there?
It's so beautiful. And my family has this narco styled like farmhouse.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oof.
And the dollar is $5.
Yeah, the Brazilian food, man. Like the steak, you know, like those, the places out here, they have those,
churrasco.
The meat places. What do you call those?
Churrasco.
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 So good.
So good.
So you're dating Brazilian men out there.
One date. That's
you
it.
Only had one date?
Yeah.
So you just hung out with the family and homies?
Hung out with fam, did a lot of stand up, did some.
You did stand up in Brazil?
I've been doing stand up in Portuguese all year.
When did you start doing this?
In December of last year.
Dude, that is
I like this.
That's crazy growth.
It's been crazy. I mean, I was going to do it just for fun, and now it's
isn't
like...
Isn't it hard just to do stand-up in English? I mean, for your for people trying to do stand-up, and you're doing a different language.
Yeah,
so it's what exciting. Made you... This is interesting, right, Bryce?
Yeah.
What made you decide to do that? That's a big step.
At first, I was just going to do it, see if I could do it, like for the documentary.
Just for a what documentary?
So I shot a documentary when I went in December about me going back to Brazil.
It called?
The working title is Foreign.
Okay.
It's called Foreign.
Wow, dude. Check it out.
Estrangeira.
Yeah.
If you want to buy it, let me know. No,
No. Plug
that in. It's in the works.
Definitely plug that in. Plug that at the end.
You'll see it soon, hopefully, on some big networks.
Mm-hmm.
Something that rhymes with Netflix, hopefully, or Blimazon. Is
it'll
it too
be,
obvious?
It'll be on Hulu.
It'll be on Poo Poo. But yeah, so I went and then I became really passionate and I really love the scene over there. Like the guys are all really cool and it's like
there's
in the very beginning.
There's a
scene. Oh yeah. There's comedy clubs and all the comics who have been doing stand up.
I was just curious about that. What if some places do not have clubs at all or anything?
They're just starting the 10 years in and I'm 10 years in. So it was like,
wow.
And there wasn't like any females when I went. There was like two or three and now there's like a bunch and you can feel what a year has done already.
Wow.
Yeah, like I'll show you. There's like a bunch of interviews that I've done too in Portuguese. And then when the second time I got to go, I did all these like TV appearances.
Dude, you're going to be global.
Oh, I hope so, man.
But dude, Brazil's a huge, big country. I mean,
I feel really proud of being part of it, like of where the comedy is there and being a part of it. And like the fact that people in the scene know who I am.
They know who you are.
It's cool.
Do they know that you do your act in English as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They know.
So they know you from... the store and improv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, because when I was shooting the doc, I was like trying to interview everybody. Yeah. So they got to know me from that. And then.
So that. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes.
To them, like it's cool because it's like.
Yeah, if you're like a struggling stand up comic in Brazil and then someone sees you and they're like, who is this gal? Oh, yeah. And then, oh, she's from America? And she does both.
Yeah, but I'm really from there.
Oh, I know you're from there, but they're probably tripping though because you.
It's been cool. They opened their arms. They were all really cool. Like, oh, Cheryl, get him. Cheryl, you gonna let him talk to you like that?
Cheryl,
look, I'm petting him.
Yeah, Cheryl. So now she's gonna open up. She likes him, right?
Yeah, she doesn't like other dogs that much. She's like kind of a human.
Cheryl.
Sure. I mean, she likes humans.
She doesn't get
like bitey
with
humans.
Like my old dog,
humans.
Dolly.
Yeah.
She's a part Chihuahua.
Yeah, she's mini pincher Chihuahua.
I'm telling you, Chihuahuas, man, they got that little...
Wait, did you get the spirit out of here?
What are you talking about?
He looks... Wait, careful, that's going to fall.
No, I'm good. I'm good. What'd you say?
I said, did you get the spirit out of here? Remember you had a spirit. I'm doing your whole year end too.
All right. Hold up. I'm going to grab something I'm going to grab you a seltzer water too as well.
Oh,
you want a seltzer water?
Well, I'll take a flat.
You want a flat water?
Yes, please.
Bryce, what about you?
Yes, please.
Seltzer water?
That sounds great.
Huh? You want flat? You want seltzer, huh?
I got acid reflux.
Wait. Because you caught me off guard by that. And I'm going to bring, this is my answer to that.
Wait, do you keep that in the fridge?
No, it was near my
sink. Okay, I was like, you know, that's going to take the smell away.
No, this is
sage.
Sage.
And, I know about sage.
Trying to cleanse the ghostly area.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Well, you know, people who've watched the show, they know that there's been weird activity, ghost activity in here, and that's helped a little bit. I've just tried to keep a good positive attitude.
I feel like you don't have enough crystals in here to get the spirits out. You should buy some crystals.
I thought that was superstition.
Is that inviting them?
I don't know if that's superstition.
Well, crystals? I mean, so is sage. Sage is like a cleansing thing.
What's more effective, Bryce, sage or crystals?
Let's take a poll, everybody.
Yeah.
Sage gets rid of the spirits. I thought crystals just channels good energy.
Good energy.
Yeah.
You can do one and another.
Yeah. And you know, I have an extra dream catcher. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work. The one on the light there, it doesn't seem to work.
That's not a dream catcher. That's a bracelet.
No, that is a dream catcher. No.
Wait, look that behind, little bracelet?
No. Look behind Bryce. No, behind Bryce.
Oh, I see her.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a tiny dream catcher.
In here, I get the craziest dreams,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy dreams.
Well, but this is the thing. Like, because it's a studio, all your energy's in here all day. Your anxiety, you're waking up, you're going to bed. There's not like a removal of that to where you sleep.
Yeah.
So you should sage your bed before you go to bed.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah.
So do you live in a new place too? Once
I do.
You and so-and-so broke up?
Yeah, because I live in Echo Park.
Tell me how you found your place.
Oh, well, I lived with Benji for a while with Cheryl. And then, because he's very sweet, let me live there. And then I found my place. This feels like a long time ago now.
Yeah, it was a long time. Because I haven't been here in a minute.
Yeah, I've been there for like a year and 2 months or 3 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. But I've been traveling so much. I've honestly haven't been in LA for more than a month.
Yeah.
Since I've been here.
And didn't you just go to Australia?
Yeah, I was in Australia for about a month as well. She's
uh-oh.
Off.
Uh-oh. All right, Kirby.
And she's off.
Oh, you want me to get... I'll get him water. Oh, okay.
Can
you pour some in there? Yeah. This is the only show you could do this.
I like it.
Yeah. So tell us...
Did you get my butt?
Yes.
Good.
Tell us why you were in Australia and how long were you there?
I was there for a month doing my Bunda Down Under tour.
Yeah, and then what exactly was that? How many people were involved?
It was just me. It was a headlining thing, but I was just doing like a residency, so I would do like 20 minutes every night.
Really?
At the comedy store there, and then I would do like
comedy store there?
Yeah.
Where?
It's not associated.
In Sydney, Melbourne?
In Sydney.
Is it by the Opera House?
Oh, what's she eating?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck was that?
It's probably dog food. It had to have been dog food.
There's no like poison over there, right?
No, absolutely
she just
not.
Eats poison,
no,
she
no.
dies.
She found it was one of what? Kirby's.
She keeps eating something. Oh yeah, it's food.
Yeah, it was food. Yeah, it was food. Okay, so
phew.
yeah. There's nothing I sweep up here. But yeah, let's go back to. I know what Bryce is thinking. He's like, God damn.
This is going to be hard to cut together, huh?
Bryce is like, I don't know why they brought the dogs.
I brought my dog to acupuncture and she was like, you can't have your dog here. Yeah. I was like, why?
But look, they're more
She's
harmonious,
fine.
Right?
They're great.
Okay, good. She just has to get used to Kirby.
She does. It takes her a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She also just doesn't like other dogs. Like I went to a trainer trying to get her better while I walked. Because sometimes
what's
she'll like
her
freak.
Story? Yeah.
And she just like is not a... Some dogs don't like other dogs. Like they all
Dolly
have personalities.
Hey, yeah. All right, so back to Australia. You're there for a month.
These cool shows. I met so many cool comics. I learned how to say sick cunt because it's a compliment there. Sick cunt.
Is that a word?
Cunt, like cunt, but sick cunt.
Okay.
I did an Australian accent.
Yeah. And then did you take the ferry to Manly?
No, it was very unfortunate. It rained the whole time I was there. It was like a weird, and everyone was like, this never happens. This never happens. Never rains here. Yeah. This is so weird. And I was like, okay.
And then where were you staying there?
I stayed in a little place in Newtown. Newtown.
Newtown. And where is Newtown again? That's in Sydney?
In Sydney. But then I did shows in Melbourne, Newcastle, Goulburn.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What's the nightlife like out there? Or the
it's
people?
Kind of a sleepy. The people are so nice. You're like
they're friendly.
Yeah, you're like, what do you want from me?
Oh wow.
No, everyone is so cool. I met all these cool.
You didn't
people.
Meet a cute Australian boy out there?
Oh, did I?
Good for you.
You know what I mean? Just trying to spread that HPV all across Australia. Had it since I was 16, too, so it's like a different type.
There ain't no shame. There ain't no shame in that.
In the HPV game.
HPV, yeah.
It was fun. I was actually talking to someone for a long time before I went.
Can I ask you? Yeah. So tell me about one of these boys.
Well, I met this tradie. You know what a tradie is?
No. Do you know what that is, Bryce?
Do you know what that is, Bryce? Well, it's in Australia. That's what they call construction workers because they're tradesmen.
Ooh, he was strong. So he was a construction worker. Yeah, he was. Was he a strong boy?
Crane operator.
Wow.
And yeah, he was real sweet.
Can I guess what he looked like?
Yeah.
Like Heath Ledger.
No.
Okay.
No, he was Croatian. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what I know what Croatia is. He was Croatian.
I didn't really know
yeah.
any Croatian.
You didn't?
Like, and then I met two.
Was he pale?
No, tan. He was very attractive.
Was he built?
Yeah.
Like how built?
Like built, tall
was he
like, dude.
Was he as big as Bryce?
No, he was like more like meaty.
Stocky?
Yeah.
So he was like 152 pounds?
I don't know pounds.
Okay, but wait, how tall was
how heavy did he feel on my body?
No. I mean, was he buff? Was he buff?
Yeah, he was fucking hot.
He was?
He was so hot.
So tell me, okay, so how did he
woo? And he was such a gentleman.
How did he woo you?
Okay, so first of all, he came and picked me up in his bright blue truck, and then he was listening to techno. I was like, what is this? He's like, I love techno. And I'm like, off to a great start.
Wouldn't that be a red flag, though?
I love techno. Already, yeah. I'm like, what? He's so hot.
Oh,
and
it
I'm
doesn't
like,
matter. He can be listening
yeah,
to anything.
It was
yeah.
a date. Like, I had to keep an open
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
but he was
matter.
Lovely, and he had a bong in his car.
Oh,
I forgot
dude,
what they called him.
So he gained you points.
So already
some
points.
That's some points.
Points.
Came back.
Yeah. Went to this really great dinner. We bonded over the waiter being a bitch.
What kind of dinner?
I forget. Why are you so interested in the dinner?
I don't
part?
Know. I'm just interested. Yeah. I'm just interested.
Some other.
No, different cuisine in different nations. Yeah.
Another yeah. vegan place another, I made him
okay,
go to.
Okay.
No, no. Now he's just like ready to go. Hey, excuse me.
Kirby.
He's losing it.
Oh, he can't
but
handle.
This is how he got me, okay?
Okay. This is great, huh, Bryce?
So the following day...
Guys could learn from this.
Following okay. day, he drives me to the airport already.
In the blue truck?
Sweetheart. In the blue, bright blue truck, techno blasting. No, he was like playing other music because he was like, I like other music, see? And I'm like, yeah, cool. And
that's what he said? That's how he
he's
sounded?
He's like, see, I like other music.
Oh, that's great.
And because he was trying to show me that he was like not just a techno head, which few, you know? And
he was eclectic.
We were really late to the airport to go to the airport and we're driving. I mean, I'm talking minutes away from having to check in. Like just, and I'm never that, I don't like being late like that. Me and Bob are the same. Like we go to the airport early.
Yeah.
I'd rather get there, have a meal, whatever.
Yeah.
So we get to this part where we can't drive any further, but I can see the gate. And so I'm like, I'm just running. I'm sorry. Like I gotta go. Cause I had a show that night in Sydney. So I'm freaking out and I'm running with my suitcase and I hear him running behind me. He just left his car in like whatever area it was in. And he's like, I got your suitcase. And he just like got my suitcase and he ran into the airport with me. It was so
that
cute.
That was like a movie.
It was like a movie. And it was so fun.
And then, but you skipped a lot of steps. So what about that was.
And then he went to Sydney for the weekend to hang out with me all weekend.
Okay. And then what?
What do you want to hear? What details do you want to hear?
What happened in Sydney?
Stuff.
Okay.
He stayed in the same hotel as me, which I thought was also very groovy.
Really? Oh, did he plan that? Did he plan that?
I think it was coincidence, or was it just meant to be?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
And then are you, I mean, this guy, can you see this guy moving out here? I mean, can you see a future with this guy?
No,
what do you mean? No,
I told you she would lay on my jacket.
Okay.
No. He has his life in Australia and I have mine here. And honestly, like the time difference is the craziest shit I've ever experienced. I left Monday morning. I left Monday morning at 10 a.m. Australia, okay?
Yeah. What's the time difference?
I was on the plane for 15 hours.
Yeah.
And then I got to America. It was 6:07 a.m. Monday still.
Damn.
So you like go back
go back in time.
Yeah, you go back in time.
Oh, my God.
And then the day after I started doing a dance, I went to do Justine's dance show. Do you know that show?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You do. Wait.
Curbs.
Who's Justine? Who? Hold up.
Get
me caught up on this.
So much stuff's happened.
Yeah. So who's Justine?
So there's this show called The Funny Dance Show that used to be in the Belly Room.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called Stand Up to the Streets.
Oh.
Where you have to like a dance competition.
It's a real dance off?
Yeah, but it's all comics.
But they're dancing?
Yeah, so you do a set, and then you do a dance by yourself,
uh-huh.
and then you do a duet with your partner, and then a dance-off. Hey, Cheryl! Did you hear that?
Oh, man, this is a bad idea.
She got him.
I had no idea Cheryl was so vicious.
I told you she doesn't like other dogs when you texted me. She's not vicious. She's fine. She just wants to be left alone. It's nighttime. She's going to get you.
Cheryl.
She's going to get you.
Oh, my God. Kirby can't handle it.
I know.
Okay, so this is a fun competition. You fun do stand-up. You do dancing. You do duets.
But then they sold it, and it's going to be on E! In January. And I just did the finale up. It was real cool. And yeah, I got
to
dance.
So they picked it up?
Yeah, they sold
the
show.
Are you one of the contestants now?
Yeah, I'm on the finale episode.
What?
So how are the viewers, when is this going to air?
It's called Funny Dance Show. I believe it's going to air next year on E! I mean, it's on E! But we don't know the air date.
So who are some of the other comics on it?
Fortune Feimster's done it. Bobby was supposed to do with me, but he's too busy.
Oh,
and also, man. He didn't want to dance.
Yeah,
and all this stuff. But it's like you do 2 days of rehearsals with like a real choreographer.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it with Comfort, who's Missy Elliott's choreographer.
Oh,
it was so cool.
What kind of dance were you doing? Hip hop.
So you have to do like funny. So I don't want to give up too much stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah. You don't have to reveal.
You like, for example, I'll tell you my solo dance is.
Oh.
Maybe I can't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to cut that out.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay, yeah. Just edit that part. And then can we talk about, because you've opened up for Bob for how many years? Like, you have some stories, don't you?
I don't open up for him anymore. Do you know I'm a headliner now?
Oh.
I'm trying to say it.
No,
so I
back,
it.
So back in the day.
I'm trying to convince
myself.
So
back in the day when you used to open up, though.
I opened it up for him for a long time, like 8.5, 9 years or something.
Is he a good guy?
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's an instigator. You know the stories.
Like, what are some of the things that he used to do? Did he like mess with you, or like did he have,
you know,
like,
these stories? Did
guidelines?
I not tell you?
No.
Well, we still kind of fuck with people now, because now I know the tricks. Oh, you know what I always do to him?
What do you do?
So he went on my phone once when I didn't have it locked, and he made a video of like his butthole, and somebody picked it up, and it was like. What's that website where? Oh, Reddit. Somebody like did a Reddit story, and the video went viral
on your phone.
Yeah, no, like the story of it happening.
Yeah,
you know?
But it was your phone that he did this.
Yeah, and he was like Bobby Lee and some opener. It was like didn't even say my fucking name on it. I was like, what the fuck?
But that was your phone.
Yeah, and his
butthole. He it was.
It's like his butt. You know the same.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Uh huh.
And then every time I'm on the road with him, I take his phone and I put a photo of myself on his Instagram because he doesn't have a lock.
He doesn't, huh?
He doesn't have a lock still. I could just go through his. I wouldn't. That's so rude. But I just go and I post a photo of myself and I'm like, I don't know what I would do without Jade. She's the best feature best friend I've ever had.
He loves you the most out of all the other ones.
No
way.
No,
you don't think so?
No.
I can't think of another person that he
he's
used more than
for
you.
Me now. He's on ABC, you know? No. Like,
But you're on your own show too, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm just a little part of it.
No, come on. Don't downplay it. Let's talk
not,
about
I'm not
Jade.
Number four on the call
no,
list.
No. Jade, let's talk about your new show. What's the
it's
name of it?
It's not my show.
I mean, but you're on a show.
I'm on a show. I did a recurring on.
And where, what network is it?
Ben's new show, it's on Hulu. One season already came out. And it is one of the best things I've ever been a part of.
Well, what do you like? What's the best thing about it?
Well, it's about
showing up to set.
Yeah. Well, I was
where
part
do you guys
of this
film anyway. It's like
in Santa Clarita. I filmed for 3 months.
Where's Santa Clarita?
It's about 40 minutes away, but against no traffic.
Okay.
It was just this beautiful drive. Cheryl got to come with me and hang in the trailers.
Yeah. What's the show about?
It's about this guy who's like this janitor who works at this science lab that's trying to come up with like the cure for herpes. And he plays this video game and he's obsessed with the video game and he could never beat it. And then he finally beats it. And it turns out it was a game to figure out who could this is so watered down and badly.
No, you're
I should come
good.
Up with like
you're
the real.
No, no, you're fine. You're
it's
doing
about
good.
These like these and these video game characters come back to life and they go throughout history to save the world, basically.
Oh, wow. Who thought of that crazy idea?
I mean, the writers are incredible.
Yeah.
Everyone's incredible, and I had to do a lot of orgy scenes.
Oh,
I don't want to give
God.
Up too much,
yeah, yeah.
but
what was the auditioning process like?
Oh, maybe cut out me talking about the show in such a bad, shitty way.
Dude,
I described
you,
it so
you
bad.
No, you did a great job.
I was trying
job.
To be verbose with it, but then it just came out real sloppy.
No. You're getting too heady. Well, you're fine.
It was Dorian Frankel who's cast me in a lot of things. She's really cool. And it was difficult because all they wanted was emotionless was the only way they described it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you see me, like, I move so much even when I'm talking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she really helped me. She really directed me in finding it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe when I was like, shocker.
How many auditions do you have to go through?
I probably go on one every day.
No, for that particular show.
That one, they booked me off my first tape, my tape.
Yeah.
Because explain for people who are trying to pursue acting or they're about to get into acting, tell them that how your own shit
and sell it.
Tell them how hard it is.
It's hard because you leave a little bit of yourself, but you know, it's become easier because for me now it's like, oh, they get to see me present this. And if they like it, like, I get to work on it. But if they don't, it's nothing. It has nothing to do with me doing a bad job or, but it's hard because I get really close all the time. Like, I was just pinned for Will and Grace.
Oh, my God.
So close.
So how close have you gotten to
I've tested for almost everything.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
It's coming. It's bubbling.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
So, but what's that feeling like when you're, it's like, does it go to you and another person?
Yeah.
It's gotten that close?
Always. I was pinned, so it was just me. It was just me. And then they went a different direction.
Is that what pin means?
Yeah, so pin means that you have to hold the dates.
Hold the dates.
Yeah, like, so you have to be available for those days.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's like you kind of change your schedule around so you're available.
But
it didn't hurt me that much.
But what kind of things are you going through psychologically?
Well, I want to be cautiously optimistic always because it's like you never want to get hurt, but it's still kind of fun to dream.
Yeah, but you're going to have to cut the cord. You can't attach to the...
You can't.
How, okay, so this is a good, I like this.
Yeah.
What are some techniques to get you to detach easily to something that grand? Like, what are some techniques? Let's say someone out there wants to be an actor and they're close to something. How do you?
Well, you have to remove yourself from it. I mean, you have to give your all.
From the result?
But when you're done with the audition, you're done. You're done.
So what do you usually do? Okay, so you're done with your last audition.
Oh,
do you go to the
gym? This
is a
baller move I do. I used to collect all the scripts because I liked seeing how many auditions I went on. You know, I had this like pile.
Is this some OCD stuff?
Yeah.
Okay,
But then I would like have these piles of like scripts of like failed attempts, basically.
Why do you want to look at those?
Well, I also liked having scripts to like practice or for like acting class or just to have them. Like,
it
was cool
smart.
To also have like all the original scripts for all these shows that get made and become big.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I just thought it was cool. Like, and I also one day wanted to like write a book helping people because I do it so much,
yeah.
You know?
And you can help people.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to talk about it because you never know who's watching this.
You don't. And people don't understand. Like, they'll go like, oh, Tiffany Haddish. Like, she just came out of nowhere. Like, she's been auditioning every single
day. For 10 years.
For years. Just like all of us. Like, we're all just constant. And it's, you know, like a roller coaster. But now... as soon as I'm done with the audition, like if there's a trash can even in the room, I'll go like, thanks. And I just throw the script right out.
Oh.
So it's done. Like mentally, I don't look at the script again. Like,
yeah,
I just am done. Like I don't, because I used to be like, how did I do? Did they say anything? Any notes? And they'd be like, no. Like, and now I just wait. I just.
Mm-hmm. Bob's been through that too. But you know what? Analogy.
He gets really nervous for auditions.
Yeah. The beta blockers.
Yeah.
But you know, the analogy he uses is surfing. Like just, you have to be out in the water. So sometimes the waves are not there, but you just have to stay out there.
I love that. This is my... Did I give you mine last time?
No, I want to hear yours.
Mine's like this. Acting is like planting seeds. You're constantly planting seeds, but you're not going to get to pick the flowers all the time because sometimes it takes them a longer time to bloom, right?
My God,
so like every time you meet someone, every time you do a show, even if you feel disappointed with it, somebody might have seen you and down the road... you know, they'll think of you for something.
That happened to Bob.
Yeah.
So it really happens like that.
It does. Like everything that I've ever done has been from.
So Bryce agrees. He's nodding.
Yeah. Like everything has been from like, I know you from this thing that you did or, you know, everything is kind of like, and it becomes
stepping
just
stones.
One huge. Yeah. It's all stepping stones until, you know, you get one big thing that like kind of catapults you into.
Now, what's your ultimate goal out here? What will like totally do it for you?
I really want to buy my own house.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I agree.
Material-wise.
No, I meant your career-wise. Like
that's what it, because it means that if I can buy my own house.
So
that means,
what does that equate to? What kind of job?
Well, the materialistic part of it is like I want to have my own show and I want to sell this documentary and I want
your own show like Ellen.
Yeah, I want to have a late night talk show.
You do.
I do.
I mean, so
but I want to have a scripted show more.
Okay, so would that be your third pick? Out of all the different platforms of,
I
want to
be in movies. Yeah, I want to be in movies.
Okay, what kind of movie? Like independent movie? Like just the
all
major?
Of it. You know what it is? I remember when I was a little kid and I watched TV. I've said this before. Like
what shows?
Oh, I used to watch. Well, in Brazil, it would be Brazil shows. Okay, in America, I would watch a lot of sitcoms and stuff. But I remember just like that feeling, like you know them.
Oh.
You know that feeling when you think you know an actor? Yeah, like and they make you feel good or they make you feel sad or like just that feeling of like. Making someone feel something from like you're
just
on
what
TV.
They're doing, yeah.
Yeah. And they're watching like in their bedroom.
And you
it's
got
like,
that.
I want to feel that. I want to feel like, I want to feel that for, I want to be that for someone.
Oh, you want to be that for someone.
Yeah.
The way you used to look at to people.
Yeah. Like I used to watch Fran Drescher and be like, oh my God, one day, like I'll get to be in a show like this. Yeah. And
who are some of your inspirations? Like who are some of your favorite, entertainers, or it could be musicians.
Parker Posey is like one of my favorites, like Christopher Guest films.
Yeah. So that's what that'd be great.
That's what I want to do. I want to be that kind of actor that's like
Hitchcock.
Yes,
Michael Hitchcock. Yeah.
Michael Hitchcock.
Shout out to Hitchy. I'm a big fan of Michael Hitchcock. He's funny.
Wait, who is that? I thought you were making fun of Hitchcock.
No, Michael Hitchcock's been in like Best in Show.
Wait, who is that?
He used to be a writer for Mad TV.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm being a dick now. I don't know him.
but
I'm going like, Hitchcock. I thought you were making fun of.
What is it? Christopher Guest?
Yeah.
It's his movie. Those brand of
that
movies.
That style of like, Schitt's Creek, like where it's like very absurd. But I also
but
like.
Comedy.
Yeah, dark
it
comedy.
It has to be comedy.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have to be comedy.
No, I want to do some dark stuff.
You
want to
do dark stuff.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite directors that you look up to?
Oh, man. Who is like, what movies do I want to be in?
Yeah.
That's
have you seen Suspiria? The remake Suspiria?
No.
Oh, God, it was so scary. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
But like young guys, like I really want to work with the Daniels. Like they did Swiss Army Man. Did you see that movie?
No.
My friend Larkin Seipel shot it. It's so good. Watch it. It's with, oh my God, Harry Potter.
Yeah. What about Nolan?
What about Nolan?
I mean, would you want to do one of his movies, right? Christopher Nolan? No.
Why are you looking like that?
Comedy?
Didn't you do Batman?
I'm never silent. That was crazy.
Bryce, you left me out in the cold, dude.
Yeah, Bryce, you really left us both. He just started. He stopped making eye contact with both of us.
Like a fool.
No, you're right. I know a Nolan that's a director. I mean,
yeah,
not personally.
Christopher Nolan. He's done the Batman. Look, Christopher Nolan. Right,
such a
film
random director.
Director
to say.
Huh? No, it's not because he's done some really good movies.
Let's see.
Okay, let's see. God, Bryce, I was
thinking
comedy. No, he didn't all the Batmans, right?
Career.
Wait, hold up. God dang, where is this?
You know, all I want is a Wikipedia page. Can somebody make it?
You might have one already.
I don't have one. I do. I am on WikiFeed.
Insomnia.
Five out of five.
Memento.
Oh,
Insomnia.
Great.
Batman Begins. The Prestige. Have you seen The Prestige?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
I would love to
the
be
Dark
in something
Knight,
like The
Inception.
Memento.
He's one of the best.
Inception? Hello?
So if you were to get cast in something that big.
That's the dream.
Then where do you go after that? After you've done this level?
I get a place in Brazil and I retire and I do comedy there.
So that's the goal.
Well,
so
I just like
you,
it there.
If that's interesting. What? Because some people, that's not enough. They want to keep doing it.
Well, yeah, I think
but you
want to
do one
next...
big thing and then you're out.
No, I want to do enough to kind of just get to do stand-up and not feel this like, I don't know. People always ask that. I guess ultimately I just want to feel like, I don't know, like I've done something. I've made my mark.
Yeah,
I've made
but
my mark.
But don't you think you've already have a sense of that, what you're doing right now?
I feel
right,
really
Bryce?
Good about
I mean,
my
she
year.
She was in Brazil. She was in Australia. She's
but
on this
know.
Show.
It's like now I'm like, what's next? Oh my God. Like, how am I going to keep shopping at Whole Foods?
Yeah. What's wrong with Whole Foods? I like Whole Foods.
It's expensive. I got to make money to shop there.
Well, Trader Joe's is a good option.
I don't like Trader Joe's as much. 365 is where I go now. Yeah.
Oh, they have their own store?
Yeah.
It's the cheaper Whole Foods.
It's the best.
But it's affordable. Yeah.
It's good. It's where I shop.
Where is it?
It's on Glendale.
I like their products, man.
It's on Glendale. It's a little far for you as a drive.
Dude, shut up.
Look, this is a poison ring.
What do you mean? You just poisoned me?
No, look.
Oh.
That's how people used to... Oh, wow. I wish I did cocaine.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, this just interests me because, you know, like, I could tell, like, you're a grinder, man. You just keep going and going and going. You've always been like that. That's
You've
commendable.
Always been like that.
Not really, you know. I quit comedy, but I do this. Yeah, I did the show. The show's
fun. Yeah, the show's
fun.
Been going on for a while now.
Yeah, where are we at? We're doing okay. We're not as big as Tiger Belly. We're not as big as Tiger Belly. We're getting there,
You know
though.
Patrick Nolan.
Do you have fun? Be honest. Do you have fun doing this, or would you rather be doing Tiger Belly?
I have so much fun doing this. You've always been my buddy, dude. We used to get pizza when I lived in Hollywood. You knew me when I lived in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you still had that chihuahua.
Oh yeah, I did, huh? Did
I
live? Did I live here?
Yeah, you've always lived here.
Okay,
when you
let's
move
talk
out,
about.
It's like she's gonna be. Like,
I can't. I have rent control.
I would never leave this room.
So you're having fun. You're doing well in your career.
I'm having fun.
You're having fun. The growth is happening. You're doing comedy in a different language.
Yeah.
You're on a show. What's next in line for Jade Catapretta?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm more open to meeting someone.
What about the guy in Australia?
Not just a bunch of fuckboys.
Yeah.
But... Or lady.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or lady.
Okay.
I'm ready to kind of make my own show now.
Oh.
Because for a long time, I didn't feel like...
You could totally do it.
This sounds sad, but I didn't feel like worth it. Do you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
But dude? You know what I mean.
Okay, but that's all in your head. That's
yeah,
not,
but so
does
everybody's. Everybody's insecurities are in their
yeah,
head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But, okay.
But now I feel like... proud of who I am, and I feel like I've like reconnected to who I feel like I truly am, and I'm mm-hmm, like ready mm-hmm. to show the world.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay, so for those single guys out there that happen to watch this, what are three qualities that they need to really date Jade Catapretta?
Let's think about.
They
this.
Need a sense of humor.
Sense of humor is important, mm-hmm. but I kind of want a normie.
What do you mean?
Like a non-industry person.
Oh, that's interesting. That's yeah. Interesting. Now, why? What are the reasons for that?
I just want to have an escape from what we do all the time.
Oh, like, I just thought of a flashback.
What?
I'm not going to say his name, but so-and-so, the ex.
Yeah, well...
But I didn't say his name.
It's fine.
But I remember
yeah.
back in the day, yeah. there was a little rivalry going.
No, no.
No, no. He was... Because you were in Vegas, and you guys were fighting.
Yeah, but this was a long time ago.
Okay, okay, okay.
This was like the very beginning.
Oh, this is the beginning.
Yeah, it was like the very... I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, okay. So, but I thought that was one of the reasons because it gets competitive amongst
It's not even a competitive thing. It's like just no escape. Like when you're having a down day and they're having an up day, like you still have to support them as a partner. But like someone in the industry, it's exhausting. And like you always have to be going to things and... It was just difficult for me.
So it'd be easier to date a manager of Trader Joe's.
I just want somebody who like takes care of me and like I come home and there's a dinner. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
like I because my life is so unstructured. Things with structure are attractive to me now. You know,
oh.
I want a guy who's like into farming and yoga or beach. Like I've been like really into all these buddies in Venice Beach. I was dating a Korean guy who lived in a van.
Really?
Lives in a van.
Hey, shout out to Jade.
Dude, he met Bobby the other day. He's Chinese.
Chinese.
Oh my God, he's gonna kill me. I'm so sorry,
you said
Peter.
Korean, dude.
I did, but you know,
said Korean.
This is why I said Korean. It's because he loves Bobby, and he went to the comedy store and met him the other day.
How'd you meet this lucky guy?
At a party in Venice.
Uh-huh.
And he's love of my life. Love him. He's a surfer. That's
okay.
why he's in the van. But he's also a model and a photographer.
Okay.
But he decided to live in a van to go surfing like every day.
Yeah, picture of him. I mean, after
he's gorgeous. I'll show you him.
Yeah, yeah. Show me after.
Gorgeous and funny.
Yeah.
I guess I'm.
How's his bod?
So good.
Just.
He's just stacked. He's just a model.
Stacked, yeah. Does he have what is hair like? He got long hair.
It's shaved right now. But
it's shaved. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's his? Is he buff?
Yeah. No, I mean he's. You know, he's Asian.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
Like,
man?
There's no buff Asian dudes.
He's cut.
Have you seen a fucking buff Asian, like buff?
Bar Kwan is hella buff, dude.
Let me see him.
Show.
Have you been just taking news?
What?
Yeah, you should get on JK News. You would be amazing.
What's that?
I'm gonna pitch. Yeah. I wanna pitch you to them. Yeah. I'm gonna hook
Wait,
you up.
Wait, but now that I think about it, I've never seen like a super.
Dude, you don't even know about the homie Bart. He's like.
I guess the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend dude is like that actor is like a little bit buff. But no, he's like he's just lean.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a surfer.
Yeah.
So and he's
you've
a model.
Been really having fun. The Australian guy, the Brazilian guy,
he's
the
just
Chinese
wondering. He's
guy.
Become like he's like my homie. I care about him a lot, and
I could
cool.
see you with a chef.
No, but they work guy, too much.
No, but
I want
you
dinner
said you
made.
Want home-cooked meals.
I know because I
you
want them to be done with their job. They'll be working all night.
What about a construction worker?
What about it?
Would you?
They don't make money in America like they do in Australia.
Oh.
They make six figures in Australia. Oh. Yeah, it's like a very high-paying job there.
Okay. All right. So if you want to step to Jade, you got to have a sense of humor. You got to cook meals like.
You know what? I want people that love food the way I love food. Like
what kind of meals do they got to make for you?
Just it can be simple. I just
like,
you know
like,
what?
What's
I want
simple?
Them to
what's
be
simple.
Because like
your
pasta.
Definition. What
pasta.
Was just with just marinara sauce?
No, because I have acid reflux, so it has to be cream sauce.
It has to be green sauce.
Cream.
Oh, cream.
What's green sauce? Has to be pesto.
I thought you said
has
green
to be pesto.
Sauce. Okay, so they have to cook. So they gotta just be stay-at-home dads.
Yeah, I want to stay-at-home dad. Is that so fucked? Is that some daddy issue shit?
You're different now. This is a different thing you're doing.
I feel like this is therapeutic for me. Like, I was feeling kind of down today. I don't mean to...
Because
I had a long
day. Are you
talking
about the Stevie Weeby shows making you feel good?
Yeah, because...
Damn right it is.
Making me feel like
I had
a good
And if you're feeling good too, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, make that pledge. And let's just keep the show going, but continue, Jade.
No, I feel like we should talk about this pledge thing. Like, for $25, you know what I mean? What will you do?
Or it could be $1.
$1 makes a difference.
Because the $1 will stay with us. You know, the 50s, that's a lot to pledge a month. But if you go $5, you could...
Who gives 50 to anything?
I know, but we've had some. But
hold on, I want to get my phone.
But with $5, right, if you make that pledge... You know what I mean? That will help us out, right?
We're just for long haul. We need support.
Yeah, we need support. And
it's too cute.
Yeah.
I have to get a photo. I'm sorry.
And we're So we'll talk. Let's stop talking about that and go back to you. So fellas, if you want to step to the Catapretta, you got to make sure your game's on point.
You
got to
be adventurous.
Yeah. Could they be old or young?
Yeah.
Like what? 52.
Yeah.
You're ready for 52?
I fell in love with a man who's 50 in Montreal. You want to know how I met him? He was sitting by himself at a restaurant, eating by himself at this fancy restaurant that I went to.
I sent him
a glass of wine. A Chablis.
What is going on?
He was having shrimp and I sent him he was having a risotto with shrimp in it. And I sent him a glass of wine.
Wow.
I talk about it a lot. Everyone's sick of hearing about it, but I just... Head over heels. I spent 3 days at his lake house with him and just...
Oh, he had a lake house.
Retired.
He had a lake house.
Works with art now.
What the hell?
But he's like very French.
You
he's like
what?
A...
One thing I can say, what you say?
He's very French. Like I sent... He's Quebec or Montreal. He's from Montreal.
For sure.
I sent him a video and he didn't respond to anything. And then I sent him another video and he said, not as funny.
Oh. Wow.
Not as funny.
He talks like that?
Yeah, he talks like this, like French. Like,
so you've been living life, haven't you?
Yeah, now that I hear
you're
it out loud,
life.
I should get tested. No, I'm kidding. I'm good. I have.
Yeah. So Montreal. So have you?
Yeah.
So you have dated quite a few guys, like even
yeah,
on
yeah. I've
New
had
York
like these little.
Stuff?
I've had these
were
little
you in
moments.
New York recently,
I just was in New York like
okay, let's
4 days
talk about
ago.
What were you doing? What were you doing there?
I was there for the New York Comedy Festival, headlining my own show.
There you go, guys.
It was cool. It was at UCB Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It was very validating.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we partied.
And I saw Cheryl was there. You had a cool flat or
Yeah.
Room.
Oh, my place. That's my apartment.
High.
That's the apartment I share with.
The one that I saw.
With a really cool view.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's your apartment?
That's from when we were both on TV and we're like, we're going to live forever. And then we're like, we have to Airbnb this.
So you guys Airbnb it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Where is it located? It looks like Manhattan or...
It's in Williamsburg.
Okay, where exactly is that?
It's in Brooklyn.
It's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Wow. How long have you had that
in trouble for saying this?
No.
We've had it for 6 years. It's cool. It's
now, how about this? Yeah. If one of the viewers want to... If they're in New York, can they rent it out?
No.
Oh. But you said Airbnb. You just said Airbnb.
Well, I don't want them to know it's my... You know what I mean? Oh. I want to separate, like... You never know.
Okay.
I think when people say they don't know it's my apartment.
Yeah. Is it one bedroom, two bedroom? It looks like
it's just a one bedroom.
But it looks dope.
It's dope. It's two high. Balconies. Yeah, it's really high.
You got a view.
The elevator goes straight to the apartment.
Oh, wow.
Baller.
So how long have you had that?
So I got it when I was on Manhattan Love Story, which was like 5 years ago now.
Wow.
My show on ABC that got canceled really.
But you, but the thing is, you are on an ABC show.
Hey,
Jade.
I was number four on the call sheet too, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how was, that must have been a great experience.
That was the top experience.
I mean, see, you've already
but
been
But I wasn't
on...
ready. I
Wait,
wasn't
say
ready.
That again?
I wasn't ready.
But you're ready now.
I'm ready now.
You've been on different parts of the mountain.
Yeah.
See, that's a good way to look at it. Because if once you're at the top of the mountain.
Cheryl, get him.
I
Cheryl,
didn't want to lose
him.
My... Once you're at the top of the mountain... You can only just look down.
But you know what I want to do?
But it's good to go up and down.
I don't
right,
want to
Bryce?
Be on the mountain anymore. You know
Bryce,
where I want
you
to
don't
be?
Want to be at the top, right?
I want to go swimming.
You want to go swimming? What does that have to do with the mountain?
Exactly. I am done with the mountain.
You don't want to be on the mountain anymore.
The mountain's great, but it's like, is there a little hot spring on the bottom we could just chill at?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's a good way to look at it, huh?
Yeah. It's.
And who's to say that once you're at the top, is that what if you still feel empty or something?
I worry about that all the time.
Because you're thinking this, right, Bryce? You're like, if only I got this, then I'll be content. But what if you get that thing and you're like, oh no.
No, this is it.
I'm
happy now.
That's when people push.
Yeah.
You know
but
what
my
mean?
Thing is like, well, it's just money. That's what I get worried about. You know? Because I want to help my family always, and I wanna do that thing where I like buy my mom a house, you know, my sister's about to get married. I wanna make sure she has the best wedding. Yeah. We just picked her wedding dress 3 days ago.
Dead. Your older sister?
Younger.
Your younger sister's getting married?
She's getting married.
Who's the lucky guy?
This guy named Ross. He's awesome.
How many sisters do you have?
One.
And she's getting married.
She's getting married.
And then what are you going through when you see that?
Excited.
I mean, but for yourself, are you like, I should be
nothing.
Getting married too?
No, I'm like, oh my God, I would, no. It seems like so much work.
Yeah. So you're cool without getting married ever?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want somebody to want to be married to me. That makes sense? I kind of want babies more than I want. I kind of want somebody to be like, let's have a baby together versus like, let's get married.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
A baby?
Yeah, because that means they're like committing to being my partner in something.
Oh, so that.
Is that weird? That might change it.
No, that does make sense, right? Because that like will separate the boys to the dudes that are down for you.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily want kids either. It's like weird. I'm kind of all over the place. For a while, I was like, I'm into a poly thing maybe. I went to a sex party. It was I've been all over the map.
Wait, you went to a sex party?
Yeah.
Wait, you're
not really supposed to talk about it on podcasts or openly, but but I did. And there was like people having sex on the bed and stuff. Like, and I just could see it.
Where was this?
At a hotel.
Where?
I can't tell you.
But what city?
L.A. What do you mean?
This is in L.A.?
Oh, it was really, like, real close to here.
To where you're... We're not going to tell them where we are, but close to here?
Yeah.
On the hills?
Uh-uh.
Is it south, north, east?
West.
And how many people are there?
A lot.
And then were there people in the industry? Was it like some Illuminati?
Yeah, there's some people that... Yeah.
There's and then one, how did you get an invitation to
I went
something
to a,
like
I
this?
Went with a friend.
Who's this? Oh, you don't have to say.
Yeah, I just went with a friend. I just kind of went for fun, and it was a cool experience. I mean, it's not for me.
But are they wearing masks?
No.
Oh. It's not like, what's that? Eyes.
They don't think, they don't think no comic's going to come on here shut. And tell everybody about this.
It's not like Eyes Wide Shut. It's not no Illuminati.
No, but it was cool. Like, if you're into it, like, I'm 100%. Supportive of whatever makes you come.
Is everyone naked?
No.
Oh, so there's only one room and you could go in and And then they're doing it?
Well, the way this was set up was like two different hotel rooms and people are just walking around. Some people are on the bed having sex. Some people are on the couch talking. Like,
wow, dude, that's so good. That's bizarre, isn't it?
It was bizarre, but like kind of like in a cool, like open-minded. Because in Brazil, people are really open.
Yeah.
Sexually, like I feel so horny and frustrated in LA all the time.
But in Brazil?
And wanting attention. But in Brazil, everyone is like so validating and present.
Really?
That you don't feel that need like for human connection like you do here.
He would do well in Brazil, huh, with the ladies?
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce would kill
it. Yeah, because you're tall with like,
he's tall,
American.
Yeah.
You have light eyes too.
Do you like Brazilian women, man?
Portuguese, women, beautiful.
Você quer que eu fale português com você?
Yeah.
Você está gostando do português, mas que você gosta do português?
Yeah. You should go to Brazil, dude.
You should get those miles and use them.
God, this has been a great episode.
It's been good.
We got to do part three, okay, buddy?
Oh, part three in a year when I'm married with a kid.
Yeah. But dude, a lot has happened. I mean, you have a dog now. You're on this different show. You're doing this.
Wait, I didn't even tell you there's another country I went to.
Okay,
one more.
How are we doing on time? We're good.
I'll tell you this
we
last
made an
right?
hour. We made an hour.
Okay,
I want to grab a red wine, though, I think.
You want a what? One? Oh, a red. I was like, a red wine? I was like, are you not sober?
Bryce, you have a
licorice is really good for heartburn. Okay. Isn't that crazy?
Okay, let's hear.
I go to Beirut, Lebanon to do a comedy show with Harlan Williams, Jamie Kennedy, and Skylar Stone. Best setup, awesome. They set up this whole comedy club from scratch. I made a video being like, hey, I'm not here for comedy. I'm just looking for a husband. Joking, right? Like an hour later, I have literally like 300 DMs in Arabic. Like flooded.
In Arabic?
In Arabic. So I was like, I'm not going anymore. This is scary. But then the guy who was like orchestrating it was like, these are stupid. They're not like threatening. They're like cute. You know, just men being like men, whatever. Also, whatever. We get there. One of the organizers is like, one of my friends is a politician and he has a yacht and he wants to take you out on his yacht. So I go.
Like Wolf on Wall Street?
Like, yeah, like Leonardo yacht. DiCaprio? Like, I don't
like
want to.
He's got
yeah.
his own boat.
So then it's during elections. So I go, well, everybody has to come. I'm not going to go by myself. So we all went on the yacht. He took his lunch break to
was
take
lobsters?
Us out.
Lobsters?
No, we just had a real quick because he only had lunch to take us out.
All right.
We had shawarmas. It was beautiful. And he was very handsome and cool and one of the best dates I've ever been on.
God.
And yeah, another great guy in a place where I could never work.
So, in a way, you kind of have a pick of the litter, don't you? Wouldn't you say you got a...
Well, but you can't...
You got.
That's not,
you got,
that's
you
not
got,
real.
What do you mean that's not real? That yacht's real.
The yacht's real. That, right? What, am I going to move to Lebanon and be like a politician's wife? What?
Yeah, that's just... Yeah, you're
can't
right.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But he took me to the airport, too, and I. That's okay. A big thing. If you don't take...
They all love taking you to the airport, don't they?
They're like, bye. It's been great, but see ya.
Oh, you just go peace?
I'm like, peace.
Wow.
That one I like. That one I really, that one struck a chord.
Why? Tell me.
He's just intelligent and cool and like the Montreal guy. Like.
Okay, so when the cameras are off, I need to see pictures of... I
all
see
of them.
Yeah, all
I'll
of them.
I'll show you all
you
of them.
You need to line them up. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
that
oh my God.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like really record it.
Yeah.
You know, just one day maybe do something about it.
Wow. You're living life, man. You're doing it.
Nobody wants to date me because then I just talk about them on podcasts.
That's great.
No, but we haven't said any names, have we?
No.
No, they're anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't even bring up your ex's name. I didn't even bring
Why do you want to talk about my ex so much? Let it go. Jesus. It's like, what is this interview about my ex?
Oh, no, because last
Bryce?
Time.
I can't let it go. Steve doesn't let things go.
You like cannot let this go. Like you just want to bring him up. Every subject matter what? I've been trying
there's,
to switch there, it.
There's something in that because maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to talk to my therapist about that.
Because I keep talking about the apartment.
No,
you're like,
no,
oh,
no.
You share that with him.
No,
I'm like,
no.
Stop.
Yeah. There's something in that. Yeah.
Dr. Wong?
No, Dr. Choi.
I'm sorry.
What the hell is your problem?
Your name is even... The name you said is more racist than the one I said. What was my therapist's name? What was my therapist's name?
Lauren?
Nancy!
Oh, Nancy!
See? And it's Nancy. She's Indian. No.
You know what
Lebanese,
I'm learning?
No.
You know what I'm learning though through my therapy? You know what I have a problem doing? Yeah. And I'm surprised this podcast has lasted.
Yeah.
Because I need to, I don't know how to listen.
I don't either.
So when you were saying, let me tell you, when you, that last story you said, I didn't know what country it was. And then when you said, and then I got all these DMs in Arabic, I started panicking. in my mind, I'm staring at
you. Why didn't you just ask me?
No, because I didn't want to like come off like I didn't, wasn't listening. But that's, so me, I'm working on that with my girlfriend and my relationship. Listening.
I love this. I'm working on my listening too.
So for those of you who get frustrated at like the show and me kind of, because I cut the people off. I'm working on it through my therapy. I'm trying to. We're doing exercises and stuff too. Like I have homework and stuff that I have to do.
That's so good.
Yeah. So.
But I have that too. I have like a weird nervous spasm of talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just have this thing. It really. Yeah.
So what's what is, okay, let's start, okay, let's, what, when's your next show? Let's start plugging all,
let's
Jade's,
plug, dude.
Yeah, let's start plugging away.
I have
away.
My late night talk show at the PAC Theater December 14th.
How do they get tickets?
They go to the PAC Theater website, or I'm going to have them on my Instagram. The Jade Movie.
And what's your Instagram?
The Jade Movie, baby.
The Jade Movie.
Watch, I'm all over the country.
Comedy dates, where they could see you.
Comedy dates are all on my website, jadecatapretta.com. And
your Twitter.
I don't really use Twitter. Facebook. Don't really use Facebook. My YouTube, Jade, it's YouTube /... Is that how they do it? YouTube.com/ The Jade Movie.
Don't you have your own podcast as well?
Some things are going to be coming out podcast-wise very soon.
Can I be a guest in the future?
Duh.
Yes.
Everybody's been like, do a podcast. It just feels like everybody has one, and I want mine to be unique. And
dude, it will pop off.
Everybody has to be naked on it.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
So we're going to do part three with Jade. We always have to, get an update with Jade.
And if you're a Brazilian guest, come out. If you're a Brazilian guest and you watch the show,
please write
me.
Yeah, holler at Jade.
Holler.
I got to give a shout out to my new Patreons, Giovanna Jane, Mark Barrel.
Wait.
Mark Barrel? Barrel.
It's like...
Barrel?
Barrel.
Barrel.
Mark Barrel.
Mark Barrel.
Yeah.
Omar Morgan. And a shout out to the... to the dude that bought some music, Tyson Robles. Robles? Robles?
Robles?
Tyson Robles. Go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby and make that pledge, okay? You'll get rare art. You'll be the first to know who the guest is that week. You'll get music that I'm not putting anywhere else. You'll get all kinds of goodies, okay? I'm doing a diary entry every Monday, right? Did you listen to it today? I caught my inspectors coming in, so I have, so it's a rarity, okay? No, but it has them knocking on the door and Kirby barking. It's very interesting. And I almost got attacked at the laundromat by an 18th Street gang member.
What?
Yeah, he was eyeing me down. I thought I was going to get...
pretty scary.
Yeah, so I talk about it all. If you join my Patreon, you get to listen and hear about all the fun stuff. Go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for any music. Instagram /QUANGOU to follow the show. If you want to send something to the show, we have a P.O. Box. The Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. With that being said, there's no Lil Ray this week, but... but look what we have. Da, 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 da. We have two packages that fans have sent to the
P.O. Box. Oh, my
God.
I love opening packages.
Okay,
oh, my God.
I do too. Kirby, yeah. Get down.
Get down.
Okay, so I have to guess.
Oh, my God.
So hold up. I have to guess what it
wait,
is.
Wait, let me touch it and guess it too. Yeah. Did they just send like random stuff? Oh, we didn't have this last time.
I know. This is the fun
this
part.
This is a fun segment.
Yeah, this is the fun part.
Two whole packages? Oh, I can't.
What do you think it is?
What kind of stuff are you getting, though? Like, it could be anything.
It could be stickers. We've gotten shirts, stickers, all kinds of...
it feels like maybe a DVD.
Okay, DVD and something else. I think it's a shirt.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I love opening packages.
You have to reveal what it is.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. Stickers? You called
stickers,
it?
Stickers.
They're beautiful, too. Very cool.
Oh, wow.
And then...
hold up. It's late. labelle-s@bandcamp.com. Leroy Destroy@bandcamp.com. Bloody Monk Consortium. Oh, I think I know these guys.
The
I think
art's
they do.
Really cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bump it. I think these. Yeah, okay. Shout out to Bloody Monk Consortium. I'm going to definitely check it out. I think they do rap. I think it's rap music.
And
oh, look at that. So shout out to the homies, Bloody Monk Consortium.
There's I'm more.
Oh, look at that. The graph.
Look how cool this is.
What is
a
that?
Cassette. Oh, do you remember these?
Yeah, it's a tape, dude, right there. Oh, my
God. Oh, the art's so cool. Oh,
wow. Dude, this is so cool.
Oh, and there's more.
Hey, dude, whoever sent me this, the Bloody Monk Consortium, holler at me on DM because I want to know where you got your tapes manufactured because these came
idea.
Out dope. What do you think about that?
It's beautiful.
I mean, can you see that at a record store? And you're like,
it's
okay,
so
hell yeah,
cool.
I'll give it a
shot. Yeah,
because
it could
be,
buy
it. It could be like some Iron Maiden stuff. It could be, any, you know what I'm saying?
Vain Diesel.
So good. That's good. Keep doing like your that. Music, man. We love it.
Is this from Japan? Is this?
I think that's. Just,
I think it's Chinese.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Japan.
You're the worst Asian person I've ever met. You're really bad, Dr. Wong. Dr. Wong.
Oh, hold up. I'm cheating.
Oh yeah.
Hold up. You check it out.
Cheryl's so over it.
Okay. I think it's a shirt. Yeah, it's a shirt.
I hope it's a tank top.
Yeah, man. And it goes right to you, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I want it to be mine. Oh, no, it's a shirt. Oh, it's cool. Wait, I want you to look at it before I, like, fully expose it.
Oh,
so great.
Wow. Look at the back. It has, like,
Illuminati. Oh, boy. Look, it's like.
So this is from, I got to shout this guy out, Jared Worldwide from Denver, Colorado.
Oh, there's a note. Hold on.
Can you read it, please?
Huge fan of the show. Dog treats will be coming soon. Enjoy this stuff. Jared.
We love you, Jared.
Jared, this is so sweet.
We love you, Jared.
Person.
Thank you. Jared from Colorado. So it's Jared Worldwide, Denver, Colorado.
Look at these cool stickers.
Wow.
Wait, I want to have a show where people send me stickers.
I love the Illuminati themes, man. You know, we're probably on the same page when it comes to that. I love you guys. Thanks for the good stuff. If you want to send us, we'll open up your packages. Send it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. And label it to the Stevie Weeby Show. High five. Whoosh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.